Try it out. Hello, everybody. Dr. Doug here. Here for another podcast for you. It's been a while since I've done one. Last thing on the site that's new was our interview with Dr. Nancy Kim, the dermatologist. And coming up on November 13th will be the interview with Dr. Mark Spiro. Also, at the beginning of the year, I'm sort of excited. I'm going to have a new book out. That's going to be a little pocket guide for all my patients for managing their own medical issues. And it's going to be called The Guide. And we will be publishing it for the first of the year. So be sure to get your copy. And it'll be fairly comprehensive and covering a variety of different areas that'll be of general interest. So you might be hearing in the background a little strumming here. That's my ukulele. I don't play it very well, but I just thought I'd add a little pretty note to sort of divide our little announcements from the next section, which I'm going to actually do some podcasts, which will describe the various topics and issues that are being discussed in the new book, The Guide, that you will be able to get in January. And I will go through all these different topics by doing a podcast for each one. And the first one I want to start out with is something called the Home Medical Kit. And you've seen this, actually, if you've looked at some of the other booklets that I've provided, particularly the diets booklet of managing medical symptoms through dietary effort. And in it, I also list what's called my home medical kit. And this is a nice, succinct list for the materials you should have at home, things that you can get over the counter that you should stock in the medicine cabinet. And I just want to go through those and explain what we got and why we got them. So first thing on our list, we have Sudafed 30 milligrams for cough and cold. And this is the little red tablet that you have to get behind the counter. You have to get this one and sign for it because it's controlled. It's the product that people use methamphetamines or use it to make methamphetamines. But you want to get plain old Sudafed or Sudafedrin 30 milligrams, a little red pill. It's very safe. You take it for congestion. It's great. Some people, it'll keep them up during the day. Most people won't have a problem sleeping on this medicine. It's fairly short acting, 4 to 6 hours, and shouldn't bother the blood pressure. So very safe, definitely worth a try. If it bothers you, of course, don't use it again, but most people won't have a problem with it. So that's number one on our cough and cold list for congestion, Sudafed 30 milligrams. Next comes my second favorite item for cough and cold and congestion, and that's chlortrimeton, or chlorpheniramine, 4 milligrams. This is an antihistamine that's very drying. Some people find it too drying. That is true. But you can try it out. It's great for nighttime to get rid of drainage from any kind of cold or upper respiratory infection. Now, for cough, I like two things mostly, Robitussin DM or Delsym. These both have dextromethorphan in them. They're great cough syrups, both over-the-counter. And then finally, if you want just a one-stop product, particularly for the nighttime, I like Triaminic Nighttime Cough and Cold. It's got a little bit of everything in it. Great for cough, congestion, drainage, helps you sleep. It's a great one. So look for Triaminic Nighttime Cough and Cold. For fevers, aches, and pains, of course, there's two camps. There's the anti-inflammatory camp, and then there's the Tylenol and aspirin camp. And so in the anti-inflammatory camp, we have Advil, ibuprofen, and Aleve, naproxen. And those are both very safe, very excellent. And Advil or naproxen, that's Aleve, in your cupboard. Great idea for fever, for inflammation, for aches and pains. Tylenol is the alternative generally used, Tylenol or acetaminophen. Some people tell me they can't find Tylenol these days. I think McNeil Labs has stopped making Tylenol, or at least it's less available. But acetaminophen, the generic, is safe to use and effective. Great for fever, great for aches and pains, and definitely is generally available. Safety on that, important to keep the dose under 4,000 milligrams a day. So if you need information on that, we do have it on our website. The medical library has information on safe use of Tylenol, acetaminophen, safe use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which would be ibuprofen and Aleve. All right, for diarrhea, this is a separate topic, diarrhea. Over the counter, put in your medicine chest, Imodium AD, loperamide. You can get this as a prescription, but it's over the counter. It's great for diarrhea. You take one as soon as you have a loose movement. You take it again and again, up to 8 times in a day, and it's really good. I call it the chemical cork. It's great. For nausea, not a lot of great stuff for that. So I generally recommend, if you're really having severe nausea, you be in touch so we can get you something, a suppository or some other medicine. Not a lot works for a nausea at home. Some people, a little bit of flat Coke or something like that will be effective, or flat soda. There is an over-the-counter product called Imitrol or Emitrol that's supposed to be helpful, but I don't find it particularly so. That's it for nausea. Now, for constipation, what to have in your cupboard? Always have milk of magnesia. Not everybody likes the taste of milk of magnesia. I agree, it's not very pleasant. And if you don't like the taste, you can certainly pick up magnesium oxide tablets, 400 milligram. So milk of magnesia or magnesium oxide tablets, great for constipation. And you take 2 tablespoons or 2 tablets again and again repeatedly. You can't overdo this. How do you know you've overdone it? Well, you get diarrhea. That's when you know you've overdone it. So go ahead and use milk of magnesia or magnesium oxide to your heart's content. Very good for constipation generally. And always, I like people to have, if they're going to stock their medicine cabinet, I like a glycerin suppository. That's for a more severe situation, or people who like suppositories because they think they work better. That's a very safe one. All right, next we're moving on to indigestion. And for that, I like people to have at home Pepcid, or you can get Zantac. I particularly like Pepcid AC. It has a little bit of an antacid in it, and it's very quick acting. Great for indigestion, reflux, heartburn kind of stuff. And also the other thing to get is liquid Mylanta. 2 tablespoons of that is great for digestive upset, great for reflux. So try that out. So the 2 for indigestion, Pepcid AC and Mylanta. Now, for allergy medications, I already mentioned number 1 is chlortrimeton, 4 milligrams. You can use that for drying up. It's also a good antihistamine. That and Benadryl. Benadryl is the other one, 25 milligrams over the counter. Everybody should have that around the house in case of severe allergic reaction or severe itching or skin issues with itching. Great stuff. Then, of course, there's the non-sedating antihistamines like Claritin or Zyrtec. But I like Claritin, 10 milligrams, 1 a day, works well, inexpensive now. Also for allergies, I like Cordaid 10, which is 1% hydrocortisone cream. I recommend you have some of that in the cupboard for anything topical, rashes and such. So topical medications to have. There are a few things, just not much. One is Cordaid 10. We mentioned that hydrocortisone cream, 1%. That's over the counter. Number 2, bacitracin ointment. This is the preferred topical antibiotic. Better than Neosporin. Why? Neosporin causes allergies in a lot of people. You use it enough, you'll get irritation of the skin. Very common. Often this is misinterpreted as ongoing infection, but it's really just a reaction to the Neosporin. So bacitracin preferred. Use that. And then for cleansing, I like hydrogen peroxide. You don't use it again and again. You just use it when you first initially have the cut or injury. It's great for cleaning out a wound. All right, for motion sickness, I recommend people have in their cupboard Dramamine or Bonine, which is meclizine. Either of these are great for nausea when you're getting it from a moving vehicle, boat, plane, car, whatever. That's it. That's the list. So let me go over that again. Let me look it up on my little list here. It's, of course, online. It's going to be in our new The Guide booklet that we're coming out with. It's also online under a home medical kit on our medical library on the Dr. Doug website. And the list of items to buy, again, is Sudafed 30 milligrams, chlortrimeton 4 milligrams, Claritin 10 milligrams, Pepcid AC, milk of magnesia, Advil 200 milligrams, Robitussin DM syrup, Imodium AD diarrhea tablets, Cordaid 10% cream, or 10, 1% hydrocortisone cream, and bacitracin ointment. All right, that's it for Dr. Doug. Here's another little strum. I'll give you a C chord because I'm not very good at this yet. All right, you guys take care, and we'll see you sometime soon. Come back to Dr. Doug for more podcasts. Bye now.